Morning News. I'm Jerry Barmesh. A search is underway for a man accused of killing five of his neighbors north of Houston early Saturday. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers says children are among the victims.
Two of the juveniles were found up underneath two of the deceased women that were in the bedroom. In my opinion, they were actually trying to take care of them babies and keep them babies alive.
Police say they had previous complaints about random gunfire coming from the suspect's property. In Columbia, South Carolina, nine people were shot at a park during the overnight hours on Saturday. The victims range in age from 16 to 20. Two teenagers were taken into custody fleeing the park, and a gun was recovered, but it is not yet known whether they were involved in the shooting. The FBI reports a dramatic decrease in warrantless data searches.
The number of searches under the warrantless surveillance program dropped nearly 94% over the past year, according to a new report by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. FBI Director Christopher Wray was questioned by Representative Ben Klein over the data during a House Appropriations Committee hearing this week.
Did our national security threats drop 93%? Or had the FBI been conducting millions of unnecessary warrantless searches of Americans' private communications?
Well, so first I would disagree with you that what was described in the report were warrantless searches of Americans' communications.
The report states those numbers fell from 3.4 million to roughly 200,000. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The State Department says hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from war-torn Sudan. It's estimated 16,000 Americans were believed to be living in Sudan before fighting broke out in the streets of Khartoum. Two banks are bidding to take over First Republic as U.S. regulators seek to calm markets. J.P. Morgan Chase and PNC Bank are the likely bidders, the Wall Street Journal reported. The floundering First Republic would be seized in receivership and sold to the winning bank. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Flooding along the Mississippi River caused by snow melts is being reported in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the river has crested at 23 feet in Dubuque, Iowa, which is the highest in more than two decades and the third highest overall. Low-lying areas in southwest Wisconsin are also seeing heavy flooding. General Motors is discontinuing production of its electric Chevy Bolt. The Detroit automaker says it's switching its focus to next-generation EV batteries and technology, which the Bolt doesn't use. The company announced plans to transform its Orion assembly plant to build the all-electric Chevrolet Silverado EV and GMC Sierra EV next year. James Corden said farewell to The Late Late Show after 8 years and nearly 1,200 episodes.
He wrapped up his last show on a serious note, delivering an emotional appeal for unity in the U.S.
I implore you to remember what America signifies to the rest of the world. My entire life, it has always been a place of optimism and joy. And yes, it has flaws. So many, but show me a country that doesn't.
I'm Corey Myers.
And Corden went out with 1.4 million viewers. According to Nielsen Fast National Ratings, that's a 77% increase from the show's season average. The Super Mario Brothers movie is still reigning supreme at the box office. It's expected to pull in another $37 million and top the billion-dollar mark globally. I'm Jerry Barnes. USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.